Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're fortunate enough to have County Councilman Tim Fitch with us this morning from the 3rd District and a friend of the show there. Tim, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Give us a little bit of time. What is your take on that request by the county executive to rename streets and you know, just ask people to send in their recommendations?
Well, I'm sending mine in, and my first recommendation is that we change the name of Page Avenue.
I like it. I like it. I don't know why it's named that. I know it's not Sam Page, but it doesn't matter to me. So what's his reaction been to that?
Well, I think it's ridiculous that he's even suggesting this. By the way, who's going to pay for all these name changes if name changes come about? Because that's a lot of new signage and it would actually take an ordinance for him to be able to pull that off. Of course, he's got the 4 solid majority on the county council now, so he could pretty much do what he wants to do. But I would expect he would get quite a bit of pushback from anyone. Can you imagine if you lived on Dorset and now suddenly they want to change the name of your street and now you have to contact all of your billing providers and all of those things would have to be changed just to accommodate those name changes. So I think it's not necessary.
Yeah. Well, I did live on Dorset Road. First apartment I lived in when I moved to St. Louis was right there on Dorset Road. I had no idea who it was named after. It didn't really matter to me.
Right. And I'm the same way.
Now I guess they want you to go back and do research on the name of every single street in St. Louis and St. Louis County, of which there are thousands and thousands. I can't imagine how many different streets in this area are named after people who were around 200 years ago. I mean, look at Florissant. Florissant alone is bound to have streets that are offensive to people. Where does it
end? Absolutely. It doesn't. I think it'll end on August 4th, to be completely honest with you, when the primary is over in St. Louis County. I think Sam Page will go back to his relatively just to the left of center. He's as far left as he can go right now, and he's pandering to those particular voters at this time. He needs to pull everyone out from that left corner to vote for him in the primary in August, and he'll stop at nothing to do that. And we've seen that for the last 6 months.
There's been some discussion of encouraging people to switch over and vote in the Democratic primary. Have you heard that? Do you have any thoughts on it?
I actually tweeted about this last week, Mark. What I said to the voters of St. Louis County is if you want to have a choice in the county executive's race in St. Louis County, you would have to ask for a Democrat ballot because that's really going to be your opportunity to have some voice in this election. I'm not endorsing any of the candidates for Democrat for St. Louis County, and I wish we had a great Republican candidate who could win. I just don't believe we do. So we really have to, and I will be asking for a Democrat ballot. And by the way, that doesn't make you a Democrat because you're asking for a Democrat ballot.
Interesting. Yeah, some people were concerned about that. And, you know, people who are running in the Republican primary, for example, against Governor Parson are concerned about it because fewer people would therefore be voting a Republican ballot. So,
yeah. And for the primary, it's not going to hurt any of the Republican candidates to ask for a Democrat ballot in St. Louis County.
You know, Tim, for people who may have been living under a rock, you obviously were the St. Louis County police chief for a long time, and There have been a lot of attacks on law enforcement recently, attacks on their character, questioning whether or not they should be defunded. There's no doubt that this conversation is reaching the county council level as well, where we've seen Lisa Clancy and Sam Page make some pretty radical moves recently. Are you worried about this?
Am I worried about it? No. Do we need to keep an eye on it? Absolutely. It's still, Mark, let's remember, even though we've seen lots of people in the streets protesting, for the most part, this is still a very, very loud minority of our residents of St. Louis County. I think we keep hearing about the silent majority. I know the silent majority exists, absolutely exists. And I think most people would agree, even the silent majority would agree that what they saw happen in Minneapolis was wrong. But that's not an indictment of every police officer in this country. And that's really what some of these groups like Lisa Clancy are trying to do, is to use it to their benefit, to use this crisis to their benefit, to get the things that they want, that they want to see. And that is absolutely very little law and order in this country.
Well, you know, people have eyes and brains, and they can look at what happened here, and they realize that there's a pretty dramatic difference between the Floyd case and, for example, the Brooks case down in Atlanta. I mean, stark differences there. There tends to be a push these days to lump all of these things into one category, and that's just not the case.
That's absolutely correct. Completely different circumstances. In the Atlanta case, I was absolutely against criminal charges, especially because the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, they hadn't even finished their investigation. It wasn't even done on a preliminary basis for that district attorney in Fulton County in Atlanta to issue those charges. Clearly, it was done on his part for political reasons. And I think you're going to see more and more of that in our big cities, Mark, where you're going to see these prosecutors that are very, very far left leaning just say, well, you know what, let's just indict the cops. Let's take it to trial. It'll be a year down the road. Maybe we get them to plead to something less. And we got our point across. We were able to do, you know. But, you know, Mark, in this country, we don't indict people to find out if there's probable cause to believe there's enough for an arrest. And that's what we're doing in these cases, is we're indicting these police officers, especially in the Atlanta case, just to find out if there's reason enough to charge them. And their attitude is, let it go to the jury. Hopefully we'll get a sympathetic jury on our end. But I will tell you that probably many of these cases will not result in convictions. And that will just pull a scab off of this wound, and it'll start all over again.
I agree with that 100%. Tim Fitch is my guest, county councilman from the 3rd District. Tim, when you, not only as a former member of law enforcement, but now as an elected official, look at this mess that's going on in downtown Seattle. Are you not just baffled that they're allowing a 6-square block of a major metropolitan area to simply be controlled by a mob?
I am absolutely baffled. But when you look at the politics and the mayor in Seattle, you could see exactly why they're allowing it to happen. Again, it's about pandering to your far left base, and that's what she's doing there. I know Carmen Best fairly well, the police chief in Seattle, and of course she's appalled by this going on as well. And this is what happens when you have police chiefs that work directly with no insulation to an elected official like the mayor in Seattle, where the chief is stuck doing what the mayor wants done. Thankfully, in St. Louis County, we have quite a bit of buffer in there to remove a lot of that political interference. So do I think we'd see something like that in St. Louis County? Absolutely not.
No. And do you feel like Chief Barton is getting the support she needs? I mean, I know they pulled her in and grilled her a little bit the other day on funding. And, you know, now a lot of people are concerned that maybe somehow they're going to try to impact the Prop P funding that people voted for.
Well, good luck doing that. It was approved by nearly 70% of the voters in St. Louis County. So we know the voters wanted Prop P. And of course, you know, Prop P is this whole another issue where it was used for areas it shouldn't have been used. But what I would think that they would have a huge fight on their hands if they tried to defund any of the county police department. And is Chief Barton getting enough support? She's getting plenty of that silent majority support I was talking about earlier. You have some loud people on the council like Lisa Clancy and Kelly Dunaway making comments that because she would not say there was systemic racism in the police department, which to me, what's the definition of systemic? That's from the top down, racism from the top down. Chief Barton said clearly there are have been some racist issues in the police department. Do I think everyone in the department is systemically racist? No. And she was attacked for that, and wrongly attacked for that, because that wasn't the answer they wanted. That's not the answer they wanted. They wanted to hear that every cop is a racist, and that's not what Chief Barton said.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. And, you know, as somebody who ran that department, how many members are there in the St. Louis County Police Department?
Now there's a little over 1,200, including the civilians.
You know, even if you oversaw the hiring of every single one of those individuals, which is impossible, it's also impossible to know what's in their heart. And all you can do is, correct me if I'm wrong, have policies in place so that if you see somebody taking the wrong actions, you forcefully move to stop that or fire them, one of the two.
Absolutely, and I certainly did that during my tenure, and so have the previous chiefs, and so will Chief Barton. She will not stand for any kind of misconduct like that. So to go after her with 3 weeks on the job and say she's not up to the job by those council members was just absolutely wrong.
Wow. Tim Fitch, my guest. One last issue I wanted to get to here, Tim. COVID reaction, because, you know, I'm looking across the state. The governor's bragging that the state's reopened for business. Well, we're partially reopened for business in the county and the city, obviously. What's your take on how Sam Page has handled this and where we are now and how quickly we should reopen things?
Well, there's been a lot of things that he's done wrong. I could tell you that this temporary morgue, we never saw a need for that. He did it anyway. Last count I knew, it would hold 1,300 decedents. We've had in the last several months a total of 55 people that have gone through there. It wasn't necessary as an abuse of tax dollars. We've seen that in many other respects, such as the purchasing, expensive purchasing of PPE that wasn't necessary. So I would have to give Sam Page and his administration about a C- on the COVID response. I think his restrictions were heavy-handed. I think he had political motivation behind much of this. And when you have political motivation behind anything, such as like a COVID response, you have to question every bit of the response. And so people are finally starting to do that.
He now has, complete control over the millions of federal dollars that have come in here. That control's been removed from you elected members of county council, correct?
Correct. He has complete control over $173 million, and he's going to use it to his benefit in the areas where he needs votes, and that's been very apparent of what he's doing with that money.
Wow. I mean, that's stunning. Yes. Voters need to pay attention to what's going on here, because we came out of the Steve Stinger deal where it wasn't clear what was going on in the county executive's office, and now we're find ourselves in a different situation.
Well, and, you know, even though it's a different situation, he's doing some of the same things Steve Stenger did. I'm not saying criminal acts like Steve Stenger did, but he's certainly doing many of the political things that Sam Page criticized Stenger for when Page was a councilman.
Wow. Tim Fitch, listen, I appreciate you giving me some of your time this morning. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
We will talk soon. County Councilman Tim Fitch.
Get more at 971talk.com.